This is the New Zealand Government Ministry of Health's Living with Low Vision, released in 2017. This edition was narrated in the Parnell Studios of the Royal New Zealand Foundation of the Blind.
The Ministry of Health would like to acknowledge the assistance of Naomi Meltzer, Low Vision Services, in developing this information. Citation, Ministry of Health, 2017, Living with Low Vision, Wellington, Ministry of Health. Published in July 2017 by the Ministry of Health, PO Box 5013, Wellington 6145, New Zealand. ISBN 978-1-98-850-258-8. ISBN 978-1-98-850-259-5, online. HP 6601. Ministry of Health, Manatu Hauora. This document is available at health.govt.nz. This work is licensed under the Creative Commons Attribution 4.0 International License. In essence, you are free to share, i.e. copy and redistribute, the material in any medium or format, adapt, i.e. remix, transform and build upon the material. You must give appropriate credit, provide a link to the license, and indicate if changes were made. Contents. Living with low vision. Learning you have vision loss. Managing your daily tasks. Make things brighter and bigger. Reorganize. Going out. Low vision aids and devices. Adaptive technology. Low vision assessment and rehabilitation. Support and resources. Support services. Resources. Living with low vision. Many people at some time in their life will experience a problem with their eyesight. If you start to notice your vision changing or you have any concerns about your eyesight, consult your eye health professional. Low vision is sight loss, reduced vision or vision loss that cannot be corrected or improved by glasses, medicine or surgery and makes everyday tasks difficult. If you have low vision, you may have difficulty reading and writing. Have a loss of depth perception, making it difficult, for example, to identify if a step is high or low. Have less contrast sensitivity, which makes it hard to see a curb, steps, a hole in the pavement, or pale or coloured print. Have problems seeing at distance, making it difficult to determine whether pedestrian crossing signals are on or off, or see street name signs. See spots that block your central vision, which make it hard to identify landmarks or notice obstacles. Have a loss of visual field, which results in reduced peripheral vision. This makes it difficult to move around without bumping into things, such as coffee tables or open cupboard doors. Not be able to see and identify faces, which can make communication more difficult. Some health conditions that may cause blindness do not have any symptoms early on, may only affect one eye, and may not always be easily detectable except through an eye examination. Regular eye examinations are the best way to prevent a vision impairment. Have frequent eye examinations if you have a family history of eye disease or a medical condition such as diabetes or hypertension. If you have low vision, it is quite usual to find that your vision changes from time to time. This may depend on things like the weather, your level of tiredness, being in an unfamiliar place, and having lots of different things to think about at once. Learning you have vision loss. On first learning that you have some vision loss, you can take the following steps. Learn as much as possible about the cause and effect of the eye condition you have. Be prepared to make changes and do things in a different way. Set realistic goals about learning to cope with change. Talk to other people with similar visual impairments. Tell your family, whānau, if you have a hereditary condition. Don't be afraid to ask for help or advice. Keep active, learn new skills, and maintain family and other social activities. If you have low vision and want to continue to do the same things you have always done, you may need to think about things a bit differently and make some changes. Losing vision does not have to mean giving up your usual activities, but it can mean finding new ways of doing them. Managing your daily tasks. Make things brighter and bigger. Lighting. If you have low vision, good lighting is really important. Direct light on a task improves contrast. For reading, writing, or other detailed tasks, use direct lighting from an adjustable lamp positioned close by. Install extra lights over work surfaces. Make sure stairs, bathrooms, the kitchen bench, and other areas for activity are well lit. Some energy-efficient bulbs may not be ideal, particularly in hallways and bathrooms, especially if they take some time to fully light an area. You may find a torch useful for going out at night, finding items in dark cupboards, or reading in poorly lit areas. Wearing a headlamp torch can be particularly useful when you are working in the kitchen. Use a reading lamp indoors, even during the day. More information about lighting can be found at the New Zealand Association of Optometrists website, www.nzao.co.nz/sites/default/files/lighting-advice-PDF, and Sight Loss Services, www.sightloss-services.com. Use contrast. Strong contrasts can help you to see more easily. For example, pour coffee into white cups and put white plates on dark placemats. Have a dark chopping board and a light one. Chop dark items, e.g. meat, on the light board and light items, e.g. onion, on the dark board. When writing, use thick rollable pens on white paper. Fine black felt pens may also be suitable if they don't soak into the paper too much. Use bright contrasting labels, e.g. white on a dark surface, dark felt pens, and fluoro or raised tactile paint, bump stickers, or locator dots to label the dials of your stove, microwave, dishwasher, washing machine and dryer, and on remote controls. Use a whiteout corrector pen, e.g. Twink, to mark a dark background. Contrast can be tactile as well as visual. For example, you can use a rubber band to help you know the difference between similar containers, for example, shampoo and conditioner. Float a coloured sponge in the bath to help you see the waterline. Paint or tape contrasting strips along the edge of steps and pathways. Always use non-slip paint or tape. Paint handrails, door handles and door surrounds contrasting colours so that they stand out rather than blend in. Highlight light switches, power outlets and keyholes with contrasting tape or paint. A small piece directly below the switch or keyhole is often enough, or ask an electrician to fit a contrasting switch and surround. Control glare. Wear sunglasses or ones that fit over your glasses, fitovers, or clip-on sunglasses. A wide-brimmed hat or visor is another good way of controlling glare and light sensitivity. Tinted glasses lenses can help, particularly with glare from indoor lights. Enlarge. Sit closer to the television and at the front at concerts, presentations, and performances. Many smartphones, tablets, e-readers and computers have features that can increase text size and contrast. Some have a text-to-speech feature, allowing you to hear the text spoken rather than read it, and most have backlighting. On some computers, you can enlarge fonts and illustrations by pressing the Control and plus sign keys. Use a photocopier to enlarge timetables, recipes, address books, menus, etc. Reorganize. Be organized. Thinking ahead and being organized can make a big difference. Have designated spots for important items like your keys and wallet. Keep workspaces clear. Have a place for everything and put things back in their place. Close cupboard doors and make sure floors remain clear. Organize your fridge and pantry consistently, grouping similar foods together. Before you travel, get any forms you'll need, e.g. departure cards or visa applications, and fill them out at home. Ask your pharmacy about pre-packaging medication into blister packs with the right dose for the right time of the day. Also available are talking thermometers. If you have vision-related difficulties with any tasks relating to your health, talk to your doctor or practice nurse about getting specialist assistance. Lighting, contrast, labelling, magnification, or a talking glucometer to take blood sugar readings may help. Going out. An important part of living with low vision is maintaining normal family, whānau, social, leisure and work activity. When you go out, plan and think ahead and allow plenty of time. Be prepared for visualising the route you will take and anticipating where you might experience difficulties. Restaurants can send menus to you in advance or you can look at them online before you go. When you are out and about, it may help you to know that there is a raised bump on the number 5 of some keypads, e.g. on FPOS machines. The odd numbers 1, 3, 7 and 9 form an X shape around the 5, while the even numbers 2, 4, 6 and 8 form a plus sign. Low vision aids and devices. Optical aids and devices include hand and stand magnifiers, illuminated magnifiers, spectacle-mounted magnifiers, telescopic lenses for both near and far distances, glare visors and glasses fitovers. Be aware that many magnifiers are designed for craft or workshop use rather than for people with low vision. Inexpensive, non-optical aids and devices can help you with routine daily activities. These include large print cookbooks, books, talking books, and large numbered playing cards, large numbered clocks, telephones and watches, liquid level indicators, which help you know when a cup is nearly full, different coloured measuring cups and spoons, electronic labellers that record and play back a spoken descriptive label on, for example, food in the freezer, electronic talking clocks, kitchen timers, kitchen scales, bathroom scales, watches, calculators, measuring jugs, thermometers, blood pressure meters, and even pill bottles. Large felt tip pens and wide lined paper. Wallets that separate different money denominations into different pockets. Color coded pill boxes. Electronic organizers that make use of voice recording. Magnifying mirrors with or without lighting. More information is available in the New Zealand Low Vision Handbook, A Beginner's Guide to Living with Sight Loss, www.retina.org.nz/underscore data/pdf_file/0006/19086/your_blue_book.pdf. Adaptive technology. There is a range of computerized or electronic equipment that can help you with low vision. For example, electronic magnifiers. From small handheld magnifiers to desktop computers that can scan printed information and magnify it or read out what is on the screen. Computer software that magnifies not just font size, but everything on a computer screen. Large print keyboard. Speech recognition software. Talking GPS, a navigation system that may be a device or an app for your phone. Smartphones and tablets have a range of built-in functions and offer a range of apps, programs, that are useful for people with low vision. For example, some smartphones have a voice recognition system that allows a user to check the weather, their email, or their calendar without having to navigate a series of icons or buttons. Some apps use your device's camera and light source to magnify and illuminate text. This is a less expensive, although less powerful, alternative to an electronic magnifier. Other apps provide voice-guided directions for you as you travel, for example, street names. If you have a smartphone, browse your Apple or Android app store online to find out about the pricing and availability of these apps. New products are constantly being developed and existing products improved. If you need adaptive technology to engage in work or study, WorkBridge may be able to provide you with assistance, either equipment or training. WorkBridge is a specialist employment service for people with all types of disability, injury or illness. http://workbridgeincorporated.virtuoso.co.nz/?page=1. Many websites sell low vision aids and devices. For example, the Blind Foundation has an online shop, https://blindfoundation.org.nz http://how-we-can-help/shop/. Do not buy an optical aid unless it has been professionally prescribed for you, and trial it before you buy it. Training can be very important to ensure that you get the best use from the device. You may need several aids to help you with different tasks. If you already wear glasses, you may need your prescription incorporated into a low vision aid. Low vision assessment and rehabilitation. Low vision rehabilitation may include support to help you understand the cause and effect of your vision loss and set realistic goals, training in using different eye movement techniques for locating objects or reading, training in the use of low vision aids, such as how best to hold a hand magnifier or use a writing frame and felt tip pen, training in using different senses, touch and hearing, to supplement visual information, training in adapting your environment, such as finding or setting up the best lighting, training in mobility to help you move around unfamiliar places safely, workplace modification and or training, meeting school requirements and assistance with equipment. Rehabilitation can reduce the impact of low vision on your daily activities and teach you how to make use of your remaining vision more effectively. The sooner you seek help, the sooner you can use vision rehabilitation to stay active. It can be frightening to learn that you have some vision loss and that your sight is unlikely to get better. It is important for you to recognize any strong feelings you have, such as anger or frustration, and get help working through them. Some optometrists offer rehabilitation services. The New Zealand Association of Optometrists maintains a list of optometrists who offer low vision rehabilitation. See www.nzao.co.nz/low-vision-guide or ask your local optometrist whether they can help. They will help you to better understand your vision impairment and advise you on how to make the most of your remaining sight. The University of Auckland Optometry School offers low vision rehabilitation, and some hospital eye departments have low vision clinics, Auckland, Wellington and Christchurch. You need a referral from either your GP, an eye health professional, or the Blind Foundation to use the clinics. The vision rehabilitation professional can talk with you about the activities you are having difficulty with, test your remaining vision to understand your sight limitations, provide information and advice, prescribe the visual aid most suitable to your requirements, trial vision devices and aids to find out which one is best for you, and provide you with training on how to use them. It can be helpful for you to take a family or whānau member or friend with you to the appointment. You might also like to take notes or a voice recording to refer to later. Support and resources. Support services. Blind Foundation. The Blind Foundation offers services to people with severe vision loss, including counselling, orientation and mobility services, adaptive daily living services, adaptive technology, and employment support. Eligibility criteria apply. Find out more about eligibility at the Foundation's website, https://blindfoundation.org.nz/how-we-can-help/register/registration-criteria/. Kapo Māori Aotearoa, Ngāti Kapo. Kapo Māori Aotearoa delivers specialist kapo Māori and whānau services to access services offered by the Blind Foundation. Service delivery is in accordance with Te Ao Māori principles and practices and is designed to support kapo Māori and their whānau to overcome any barriers to access Blind Foundation services. Peer support. A low vision support group may provide you with an opportunity to talk to others in a similar situation. The following organisations may be able to help. Visual Impairment Charitable Trust Aotearoa, NZ, www.visualimpairment.org.nz/links, phone 0800 206 620, email inquiries@visualimpairment.org.nz. Parents of Vision Impaired NZ Incorporated, www.pvi.org.nz, phone 027 440 2073, email david@pvi.org.nz. Kapo Māori Aotearoa New Zealand Incorporated, www.kapomaori.com, phone 0800 770 990. Albinism Trust, www.albinism.org.nz. Retina New Zealand Incorporated, www.retina.org.nz, phone 0800 233 833, email retina@retina.org.nz. Telefriend, a peer support service run by the Blind Foundation for people who are blind or have low vision. This is staffed by blind or low vision volunteers, Monday to Friday, 1pm to 4pm, or leave a message. Phone 0800 100 051. Blind Foundation, www.blindfoundation.org.nz, phone 0800 243 33. Blind Citizens NZ, www.abcnz.org.nz, phone 0800 222 694, email inquiries@abcnz.org.nz.
Resources: The New Zealand Low Vision Handbook, A Beginner's Guide to Living with Sight Loss, www.retina.org.nz/_data/assets/pdf_file/006/19086/your_blue_book.pdf. Handy hints for low vision: https://blindfoundation.org.nz/how-we-can-help/community-resources/handy-hints-for-low-vision/. Ministry of Health's website: health.gov.nz/your-health/conditions-and-treatments/diseases-and-illnesses/eye-and-vision-problems. New Zealand Association of Optometrists, www.nzao.co.nz, phone 0800 439 322, email info@nzao.co.nz. Macular Degeneration New Zealand, www.mdnz.org.nz, phone 0800 622 852, email info@mdnz.org.nz. Glaucoma NZ, www.glaucoma.org.nz, phone 0800 452 826, email admin@glaucoma.org.nz. Diabetes New Zealand, www.diabetes.org.nz/home, phone 0800 342 238. Booklink, a free audiobook service run by the Blind Foundation, phone 0800 243 333, email library@blindfoundation.org.nz. Disability Resource Centres, phone 0800 693 342 to connect to your nearest centre, or email admin@nzfdic.org.nz. Resources for children and young people: The Vision Book, My Child, Our Journey, Te Puka Moe Moea, Tōku Tamaiti, Tō Tātou Huarahi, is for parents, caregivers, families and whānau of children and young people who are blind, deafblind or have low vision. https://parents.org.nz/ www.education.gov.nz/essential-information/news-stories/the-vision-book-my-child-our-journey/. Blind and Low Vision Education Network, NZ. Phone 09-266-7109. Email info@blennz.school.nz. That concludes the New Zealand Government Ministry of Health's Living with Low Vision, released in 2017.